Welcome back to Open Forum on the Women's Radio Network. I'm your host, Lisa Singer, and my next guest is Michelle McCosh. She is the owner of Everything Scrapbook and Stamps, and that's in Lake Worth, Florida. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
Good. Well, tell me a little bit about Everything Scrapbook and Stamps. Have you always been a scrapbooker?
No, actually, I haven't. I started about 15 years ago. It was just a fluke how it started. I went on a trip to Costa Rica to see a volcano, and I couldn't see the volcano because the fog was there. And
okay.
I was really, really disappointed. Horrible. Going that way. And then when I came back stateside, I did a search on the internet for volcanoes, and I discovered somehow a scrapbooker. And I decided to find out what that was about. And I found a local stamp store, went down, discovered rubber stamps, bought a volcano rubber stamp, and that was how I started.
Wow, that's pretty cool, though, that you turned lemons into lemonade, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah, so I think scrapbooking, that's probably everyone's or a lot of people's stories. I mean, some people grow up very crafty, but I think sometimes it's just a matter of I had been home in Boston for a while. I was taking a job in Massachusetts, and so I was reconnecting with a lot of my friends, and they were scrapbookers. So they used to have these get-togethers where they caught up and they would scrapbook. So I'm like, all right, I guess I'll do that too. And so I went and I actually made a scrapbook for my parents' anniversary. It was and put a collection of all of their trips together and everything. And it was really fun. I think people kind of get into it in their own way, but then when you do, you're surprised, you know, because I think most people, if you haven't done it, you maybe make fun of it. But once you do it, you realize this is really fun and you really are able to create something. And do you find that with the people that come to your store?
Absolutely. When they first come in, they're terrified. They're like, I can't do that. I'm not crafty.
Yeah.
And once you show them how and they get into it, they're like, they so feel much better and they have something wonderful to show when they finish the project.
And I think that's the big part is what when you have that finished project and it's just like, wow,
right.
I did this. And as far as being crafty, I mean, you can cut things and do things whatever you want to create. You know,
right.
Obviously there are certain tools and certain things that people do, but I think it's all just about your own imagination.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people are afraid to get started. I often hear people say, oh, I'm not crafty, I'm not creative, but I really, truly believe that everybody is. Sometimes you just have to be shown how.
Right. And the more you do it, like, and I don't mean the more, you know, doing it for years or something, but the even just that one project, the more you see it sort of come to life, the more ideas
right.
you get. You know,
right.
or you might make a mistake in something and like, oh, that looks like pretty good. I'll keep that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's great. And so now in the stamp aspect of it, so is this, because, you know, you think of collecting stamps, you know, I actually did as a kid. Would, you know, people, I had my little stamp book and I found which ones I needed. Is that, or is it more to it when you talk about stamps with scrapbooking?
No, it's rubber stamping. And that's
okay.
where you get an etched piece of rubber and you add ink to it and you stamp it on a piece of paper. So you make greeting cards or you add embellishments to your scrapbook pages.
See, now
yeah,
I just
so
gave away that
thing.
I'm not quite the crafty person. I think that was a little hint of there.
you should try it.
I know. And now I need to find something else. I've done scrapbooking. I've also built, made my own books, you know, with the binders and
right.
made folders that way through a company I actually did work for as a host to present their items. And so I got into it with a little bit more of the tools, which I think is sometimes they're hard to learn. But once you do, it makes life a lot easier when you are doing things.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's a ton of tools out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it's, you can do lots of fun things with them, not just what they're intended for, which I think is good. Like with the binding tools and making your own books, you can also do school projects with them. And
you can
make
fix your belt.
And all kinds of things. That's right. You can do that.
I discovered that. So I think that's really cool. Now, so when you come into Everything's scrapbook and stamps, what is it really? First of all, what type of atmosphere do you want people to feel when they walk in?
I want them to feel welcome. We are a store that is known for laughter. We do a lot of classes, a lot of education, and a lot of the paper crafting world. It's not just scrapbooking and rubber stamping. We also do altered books. We do art journaling, which is very hot right now. And we want people to laugh. We want them to forget that their life is stressful outside of the store, and at least for a few minutes or a couple of hours, depending on the class, mm-hmm. You know, that they're doing something fun and their worries are put aside.
Right.
We also want them to leave feeling accomplished, like they've got a really good project in their hand, they can give it as a gift or they can keep it for themselves. But we do promote education, and a lot of that is fun.
So when they go there, as you said, a lot of the people maybe walk in and they're like, I'm not crafty. I really don't know where to begin. You want to sort of, you want to bring them along. You want to help them to get started and really be there as a source if they do run into problems.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we tell anybody, call us anytime. Send us an email. It doesn't matter what, you know, time of the night it is. If I'm up, I'm going to answer it.
Yeah.
We and are I think about, that's good. It's a community.
Yeah, because you really want that. And as I said, that's sort of how I got started with it. I had a group of friends who that was something that they enjoyed doing. And, you know, these are my friends from high school. And we had, you know, we were reconnecting. And so I'm like, all right, I want to be a part of that. And it was very social. Even though we were all, you know, making our projects, it was, you know, constantly, you know, learning from each other what we were doing, but also in catching up and having fun and just enjoying ourselves. So I think that that really is a part of the whole crafting mentality. It's just a time for people to get together and do something else rather than just going to have dinner somewhere or, you know, when you're home, you know, instead of sitting in front of the TV, maybe you're going to do something else with it. So I think it's really being able to be creative, but in a social atmosphere.
Absolutely. We have a lot of snowbirds in our area. And they come in, they don't really know anybody. They'll come to a class or they'll hang out at one of our coffee and card mornings. And they'll meet friends.
Yeah.
And it's great to see the connections being made.
Yeah, because it is. It does open up, especially if you're making a scrapbook about memories. You can share those. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to open up and start talking about things in your life.
Absolutely.
No, I think that is wonderful. So, you know, maybe you didn't get to see a volcano or, you know, erupt, but it created a nice business for you. So, you know, as I said, you turned lemons into lemonade. So I think that's always
that's
right. A good thing for you, Michelle. So thank you. I appreciate you sharing that with us today.
No problem.
Yeah, and I want to remind everyone, I'm speaking with Michelle McCosh, and she's the owner of Everything Scrapbook and Stamps, which are not stamps that you collect, but stamps to make cards. Now I've learned this, and she's in Lake Worth, Florida. But if you want to find out more about Michelle and Everything Scrapbook and Stamps, just go to their website, and that's www.everythingscrapbook.com. And again, that's everythingscrapbook.com. And you can find out all about what Michelle has to offer and learn a little bit more about scrapbooking as I have. Now I'm going to take a quick break, but when I return, my next guest is Isabella Martin. She is the founder and executive director of Touchtone Farms, and that's in Temple, New Hampshire. And that's all on WRNW1.com. So stay with us.